Let's see, I'm going to say that, and we'll see how it lands and how it lands in me also after. When I teach in Switzerland, I give the instructions of sitting, and everybody will do it exactly. When I teach in North America, I'll give the instructions of walking, and some people will do it. So, instructions for walking. Extremely simple. So that's the whole thing. This weekend is, in a way, is extremely simple. Like, it's going to look very complex. I might put many words on it. It's very simple. We're basically doing nothing in an organized fashion. And we're going to notice what arises in the heart and mind and make discoveries about that, you know. And so now we're going to go from doing nothing sitting to doing nothing walking. And the walking is extremely simple. We're not going for a walk to encounter nature. And this is not, it's very simple. We're just going to walk a little bit outside, a few feet, or maybe inside there's a few places, yeah. If you want to. And just to change the form, to notice what's going to happen. Can we actually, what is going to happen to attention, to presence? Is it going to be lost, taken away? Is it going to obsess, you know, like, oh, I should have walked there later when I come back, I'm going to get to my boots earlier so I can get to that place. They got the best walking place, you know. We'll notice what the mind does. It'll do things like this, you know. That's probably why you're laughing, because are you thinking I'm the only one doing that? It'll do something, you know. It'll get epic maybe in some way, you know. Yeah, but I prefer Tai Chi. Tai Chi is it, you know, not walking. The simple form is walking back and forth on about 10, 15, or 20 steps. One direction, stop, turn around, walk back. And just this work of becoming sensitive again. So notice what is the experience of the body standing, what is the experience of the body walking, stopping, what is that experience, turning, what is the experience of being touched by cold or light or wind. Like really noticing, allowing the body to feel that, gain access to this in a fuller way than just like often we'll be touched by wind for a second. Oh, it's windy. I wonder if it's going to be more windy later, you know. And here it's like, oh, what is the experience? Let me feel that. Oh, it's gone. It's finished. Or, oh, it keeps coming, you know. So just doing this, and then the bell will ring and we'll come back to sit and notice what's going to arise. So we're going towards the walking. For some of us, it's not going to be appropriate or not possible because that's not something the body can do right now, or it can do it, but maybe not for half an hour. So we're going to be very attentive to the possibilities and what's wise, what's appropriate for this body, you know? And so an alternative, if the walking is difficult for you for a reason or another, or not possible, would be to maybe just get dressed. It could be an idea, and sit outside and just experience what it is like to just being outside. Maybe moving the attention instead of moving the body, moving the attention from sight, aware of sight, aware of sounds, that universe opening up for us fully, aware of breath and aware of touch of feet, and then coming back to seeing that could be an alternative, you know, or you might have your own. But for a lot of us, the walking is the form that it'll take, right? Are there questions about that? So you might feel just the stepping, or just, I don't know, you might be aware of the light as you walk. Something that is happening presently and that you're not thinking about but experiencing. Yeah? And this will serve for us to become more sensitive. That's going to be really useful in our investigation. And also it will help pacify the mind, abandon thoughts again and again, gently, humbly, and our fascination for thoughts, you know, for many of us. That's the world we live in, this little bandwidth, you know, of commenting. And now we're inviting, we cannot force this, we're inviting again and again.